There's just about to be a great show returning to the Pasadena Playhouse. This one is called Letters from Zora. It deals with the life of leading Black writer Zora Neale Hurston. Now, she was an amazing lady. She was exuberant, outspoken, a complete Renaissance woman who broke all the rules. Her work was ultimately going to inspire Pulitzer Prize-winning author Alice Walker, author of The Color Purple. Alice Walker would actually find an unmarked grave where she believed that Zora Neale Hurston was buried and buy a marker for it because she was that impressed with her work. And it also inspired novelist and playwright Gabriel Pina, who is, by the way, an associate professor here at Pasadena, or rather, excuse me, adjunct professor here at Pasadena City College. She is a novelist who is working on her third novel. And also, her multimedia show, Letters from Zora, is just about to make a return appearance at the Pasadena Playhouse after it sold out all its performances last summer. Gabrielle, hi, can you hear me? Well, I'm sorry for the technical issues here, but thank you for joining this program.
Oh, you're welcome.
Gabrielle, how did you first become aware, as a writer yourself, of the works and the life of Zora Neale Hurston?
My mom, when I was a little girl, I was raised by a single mom, and my mom just, she brought me everything to read. And one of the first books that she ever bought me was Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston.
Wow. And what about that spoke to you?
I had never read anything like that, written that way. The imagery was beautiful. The prose was melodic, and I was mesmerized, and I have been mesmerized by the work of Zora Neale Hurston ever since.
In fact, in your video clips, your actress Vanessa Bell Calloway has a wonderful image that comes from Zora Neale Hurston's letters where she compares Harlem in the Harlem Renaissance to a man that's not necessarily good for you. You wouldn't bring him home, but it's somebody that you have a wonderful time with.
Yes.
She sounds like an amazing lady. How did you go from being awestruck by her work to, yes, I would like to create a play about her?
About 4 years ago, I visited the California African American Museum, and there was an display on exhibit there from the collection of Bernard and Shirley Kinsey, and they hold like the largest collection of African American arts and letters in the country. And a part of that collection were actual letters from Zora Neale Hurston. There were letters from Langston Hughes. There were letters from Malcolm X. I mean, Dr. King, County Cullen. But once again, it was the letters by Zora Neale Hurston that struck me. And I found that even after I walked through the entire exhibit, I still came back to the letters written by Zora Neale Hurston. I just couldn't get enough of it. I just had to have them. I wanted copies of them. I couldn't stop talking about them. And then the next thing you know, there was a play.
And you wrote that play choosing from all these incredible letters. When you have to look at letters from Malcolm X and Dr. King and some incredible luminaries, probably Langston Hughes, how in the world do you pick just a few of those?
You mean a few of the writers or a few of the letters?
Just a few of the letters that she had to make a coherent play.
It was very difficult because she was prolific with everything that she wrote, including letters. So she probably wrote over 800 letters. And the Kinseys have a very large collection of those. And so they were kind enough to give me copies. And then, you know, that you can find copies of Zora's letters and other books and other writings in their different universities, so on and so forth. And so I thought to myself, I need to tell this woman's story the right way. And what would she want me to tell? What were the things that defined her that I thought, in my opinion, contributed to who she became as a woman? And so that's how I decided which letters to choose.
If you had to sum up how you would define her and how she'd want you to tell her story, what would you say?
I think Zora would want me to be true to who she really was and remind everyone of what she had to endure during that time period, what she had to go through, what she overcame, you know, the fact that she lived her own life by her own design. She did not do what other people wanted her to do. She did not do what society dictated at the time that a woman who looked like her, who was her age, should do. She did what her soul guided her to do. And I feel like I have done that with this play.
In fact, we're talking about the time period as being, if I'm not mistaken, the 1920s in Harlem, at a time when women were expected to grow up, get married, have kids, not have a career.
Right. That's right. And the play spans, of course, from, she talks about that time before she even arrives at Harlem up until she dies in 1960.
And when you did get the letters written, well, get the play written, rather, from the letters, what was that like? I understand that you premiered it over at USC. What was the experience like of seeing that on stage for you?
It was amazing because I've written novels and I've written short stories, but it was the first time that I was able to see my work breathe, like come to life, because I was able to look and see my own words, but more importantly, I was able to watch other people respond to it. And that was a wonderful thing for me. And I became addicted to theater at that moment. On that night in Bovard Auditorium at USC, I became addicted to theater.
Apparently so did your audiences, because I mentioned before that you sold out 5 nights last year at the Pasadena Playhouse. Now,
yes.
I understand this year, people had just better get those tickets early, but you have a student discount for PCC students.
Oh, yes, there is a student discount for PCC students. Of course, there will always be a student discount for PCC students.
We'll give that code at the end of the interview. What interested me, looking at the website for the Pasadena Playhouse, you show a very spunky, very down-to-earth woman in your clips. I feel like I could take her out for coffee and like I know Zora. But the website mentions that she struggled with self-doubt. What did she say about that?
I think every woman struggles with self-doubt in some space in her life, but Zora particularly, because she felt like she was alone. She felt like she was in the world alone, and she was an artist, and it was difficult for her at times. And even though she struggled with self-doubt, she overcame it when she needed to, and she moved on, and she kept writing, and she kept writing, and she wrote until she died. She wrote all the way until the very end.
What did she do to overcome that?
You know, I wish I could ask her, but for Zora, she wrote, she traveled, she loved mingling with people, she loved learning, she loved recording experiences, and I think that had a lot to do with sustaining her as she experienced those moments of self-doubt.
So I've just heard you say for writers just to travel and to get involved in what's going on around you. What other lessons has Zora taught you, yourself, as a writer, as you work on your third novel?
She has taught me, working with this piece and researching Zora Neale Hurston and immersing myself in her life and in her words and in her choices, I would say the most important thing that she has taught me as a writer is to trust myself, to trust my own instincts, and to listen to my soul.
What has been, so far, your absolute favorite experience with seeing your play Letters from Zora come to life?
I think my absolute favorite experience is when the audience laughs all at the same time, or they yell at the same time. In response to what is happening, to what Vanessa Bell Calloway is projecting from that stage. I love that, because at that moment, I know they are feeling her and they are beginning to understand who she really was.
Sounds like they're getting as inspired by her as you were as a child when your mom bought you that book.
I certainly hope so.
We should also mention that you will be teaching English classes, I believe, for summer session. People listening might like to really know about those.
Yes, I will. I'll be teaching 1B, actually, the first summer session, because I love that. You know, that's all about me, poetry, fiction, literature, essays. It's going to be wonderful. And 1A in the second summer session.
1B for the first summer session, 1A for the second. Definitely check online for pasadena.edu for these two. Gabrielle, thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.